I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. All the latest controversy over Duck Dynasty. Let's get started. Duck Dynasty, unlike actual reality, is a carefully produced, semi-scripted, heavily promoted and packaged entertainment vehicle. As such, the real people in it are not quite themselves when they're on the screens. Instead, they play carefully produced versions of themselves, sometimes hyped up, sometimes toned down, always edited, always marketed. So when Phil Robertson, the star of the show, said what he said to GQ magazine about gays and African Americans and non-Christian religions, it was not the reality show Phil Robertson talking. It was presumably the real Phil Robertson, which moved the network to suspend him and launched a new skirmish, no doubt, in the culture wars. The question tonight is any of this worth fighting over? One thing's clear to A&E, the fight is worth millions.
The backwoods of Louisiana is now home to a new breed of millionaire.
In 2012, this Louisiana family made their debut on A&E.
Pretty scary, huh?
Duck Dynasty is a reality show about the Robertsons of West Monroe, Louisiana, who made a fortune off products for duck hunters.
40 years ago, my father, Phil Robertson, invented a revolutionary kind of duck call that changed the duck hunting industry and our way of life forever.
The patriarch and star of the show, Phil Robertson.
My idea of happiness is killing things.
Robertson is a plain-spoken, religious, traditional sort of guy.
Here's the deal.
Cell phones, not for me.
Texting.
I'm like, No. Shut it down. Turn it off.
And in the four seasons the show's been on the air, he's never been afraid to express his opinion.
If your woman cooks better than your mama, you got one.
Men are cooking too, so it's not just going to be ladies watching the news.
Yeah, girly men.
It's that kind of unfiltered opinion that's made Duck Dynasty the most watched reality program on cable.
Kids in America today are fat, lazy.
But it's what Robertson said off camera that's landed him in hot water. In the January issue of GQ magazine, describing what he finds sinful, he said, quote, start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. He also told GQ, quote, neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God.
You must be Phil.
I'm what's left of it.
A&E suspended Robertson after the article came out, saying, quote, his personal views in no way reflect those of A&E networks, who've always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely. Robertson's comments on homosexuality weren't the only ones raising some eyebrows. Robertson also talked about his upbringing in the South before the civil rights era. He told GQ, quote, I never, with my eyes, saw the mistreatment of any black person. Not once, he told GQ. He also said about African Americans, pre-entitlement, pre-welfare, you say, were they happy? They were godly. They were happy. No one was singing the blues. The NAACP and the Human Rights Campaign wrote a joint letter to A&E expressing outrage over his remarks. But Robertson also has plenty of defenders. Sarah Palin, who has spent time with the Robertsons, blasted A&E's suspension, calling it a free speech issue on her Facebook page. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal issued a statement calling the Robertson family, quote, great citizens. A Change.org petition to bring Phil Robertson back to the show has more than 19,000 signatures so far.
Women are like Labrador retrievers. You know, they all have quirks. But you stay married to one 45, 50 years, you learn to go with the quirks.
Duck Dynasty has grown into a retail empire worth an estimated $400 million. And though A&E says he's now on hiatus, it's not clear if he'll appear in the premiere episode of Season 5, which is less than a month away.